The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours together on Atlanta's only podcast that gives you all the stuff you care about the most on a daily basis. And I know what you care about the most today. You've got Braves baseball on the brain. Show of hands, how many of you stayed up late to watch the end of the Giants-Dodgers game to see who the Braves were going to play and maybe do a little scouting? Well, my hand wasn't up. I dozed off. It was scoreless until it wasn't in the sixth inning, but I'll give you details on that in a minute. The Braves will play the Dodgers in the NLCS with Game 1 tomorrow night at 8:07 at Truist Park. Game 2, 7:37 at Truist Park. So it's a rematch of the great seven-game series a year ago in the league championship series. This time, though, things will start in Atlanta as opposed to playing in Texas, which you do what you have to do in the midst of a crazy year, but man, that feels so weird to think back to the Braves and the Dodgers on a neutral field playing in a pseudo-bubble with 10,000 fans at the Texas Rangers home ballpark. All right, back to how we got here. So the Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1 last night in Game 5 of their NLDS to advance. It was the exact kind of game you would expect in an elimination spot between a 107-win Giants team and a 106-win Dodgers team. Scoreless until the sixth, until the Dodgers got a single, a stolen base, and a double to plate their run. The Giants answered right back with a solo home run in the bottom of the sixth, and the game stayed tied until the ninth when the Dodgers got Justin Turner on base when he was hit by a pitch with one out. Then they got back-to-back singles to take the lead 2-1. The difference last night, the difference probably in that series, and maybe the difference when we talk Braves and Dodgers, it's always what were you able to do with runners in scoring position. The Dodgers managed two hits with runners in scoring position last night. The Giants were 0-for-5. In fact, they were 1-for their last 13 in games 4 and 5 against Dodger pitching, which kind of tells the tale. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. We all love the big postseason home run. Truist Park came unglued when Jock Peterson hit the 3-run pinch hit home run in game 3 for the Braves. It came unglued when Freddie hit the go-ahead home run in game 4 against Hader. And you need that stuff. But you also need those at-bats where Eddie Rosario comes through with a two-out, two-strike pinch hit single, like he did in game 4 to tie that game against the Brewers, or Travis d'Arnaud with an opposite field base hit under the first baseman's glove, which also tied that game in game 4. That stuff, you've got to find it enough. Maybe it doesn't have to be the overwhelming thing it used to be in the playoffs, but you got to be able to do it. I thought the other storyline about last night that directly affects the Braves, Max Scherzer was scheduled to be the game 1 starter for the Dodgers tomorrow against the Braves. But he came in to finish that game off for LA. He got the save. So now the question is, will he still start game 1 or will the Dodgers push him back? Max threw 13 pitches, but getting up in the bullpen, that whole to-do at 37 years old is just different. But the options are not great for the Dodgers at this point. I guess they could start Walker Buehler in game 1, but he'd go on 3 days rest, and that's less than optimal. They could start Tony Gosselin, but he hasn't pitched in a game since September the 30th. They could go the opener route, maybe with a guy like David Price, but Price has struggled too. I still think Scherzer makes the most sense for the Dodgers, but as I said, that's just not the easiest thing to do with, at this point, a day's rest and travel for a 37-year-old Max Scherzer. That feels a little more difficult. The other thing to consider here, the Dodgers have already played 6 postseason games with 2 elimination games at this point. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing in relationship to the Braves series, but, I mean, they've expended some energy here now playing the wild card game. They get the walk-off 2-run home run against the Cardinals there. last night going to San Francisco, having to battle all the way to the ninth inning, mixed in now with travel, if you think the travel thing matters. I'm not as much in that camp, but if you do think home field matters and travel is an advantage in the case that the Braves don't have to, maybe that's an angle for the Braves, who have been home since last Saturday after that game two against the Brewers. They've only played two games. They've had days off Wednesday, Thursday, and today, and then again we'll crank it back up tomorrow. In the Dodgers' case, again, they had to play the wild card game in L.A., travel to San Francisco for games one and two, back there for game five. Now, it's not exactly a long flight from Southern California to Northern California, but it is travel. In this case, the Dodgers will have to make the cross-country trek here today for games one and two, back to L.A. for games three, four, and five, and should there be a need for games six and seven, the Dodgers will have to hop the bird again cross-country, where the Braves will only have to do that one time. Let's be clear about one thing, folks. The Dodgers are the better team on paper, and I don't think anyone would debate that. Their payroll is $240 million. It backs up what they have. But there are some rest advantages and the home field thing, if you believe that matters in baseball. Again, I'm not in that camp as much, but I will not ignore it. The Braves crowds, I'm sure they're more comfortable there. It's something to consider. Speaking of the Braves, they'll have a 1 o'clock workout today, and then again, game one tomorrow night at 8:07 at Truist Park. I peeked at the weather, 59 degrees at first pitch. I love that. That's some fall baseball LCS weather. Game two Sunday night, 7:37 at Truist Park. Now, we don't have times for the rest of the series, but we know game three is Tuesday in Dodger Stadium. Same with game four and game five if necessary. And then back to Atlanta if game six and or seven is necessary. Both will take place at Truist Park. If you're not going to the games, go check out all the action at the Daily Draft. It's kind of my sports bar home away from home, downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you'll find is what I've been bragging about: wall-to-wall flat screens, the ultimate sports bar experience, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, and one of the biggest screens in Atlanta, which I'm going to bring that up right now because we are doing a front row seat giveaway at the Daily Draft. If you follow me on Twitter, at RealMattLanta, you will see a post that I put up this morning that I have pinned at the top of my Twitter page there with all the details on the front row seat giveaway. I put a little video tour up that I'll show you of the Daily Draft, and then links over to their Facebook and Instagram pages. Hop over there, give them a like, and then tag a couple of your friends that you want to enjoy the front row seats, where you'll get a game day platter. You'll have advantages of the self-serve taps and the biggest screen in town to watch all your college football. So our front row seat giveaway, go to my Twitter page there, RealMattLanta, and you can enter. It's really easy. Okay, back to the Braves. A couple of numbers I wanted to give you guys on the Braves, who enter the LCS on quite a roll. The Braves have gone 40-20 over their last 60 games, which that's a legit sample size, and I mean, it's not nothing. That's not something you can ignore, a 60-game sample. In that time, the Braves lead the National League in scoring at 5 runs per game, all that without Ronald Acuna, without Marcelo Zuna. They also have one of the hottest starting pitching staffs in baseball. So going 40-20 over a 60-game span, playing 670 ball, makes that very real. The Braves also rolled into the postseason, winning 15 of their last 18, including the dismissal of the Brewers in the division series. So let's compare that to the Dodgers. The Dodgers, since July 30th, they've gone 48-15, which is a cool 762 winning percentage. You thought the Braves at 40-20 sounded kind of elite? How about 48-15, including their postseason run? Now, they're only 12-6 over their last 18 games, if you can say only 12-6. I told you the Braves were 15-3 in that span. So what you have, two red-hot teams battling, and they had to battle all the way down to the last days of the season. In the Braves' case, the final week to wrap up the NL East. In the Dodgers' case, they went all the way to the final day of the season before seeing the Giants clinch the NL West and the Dodgers getting the wild card. Now, the Dodgers tried to avoid the wild card game every which way, so they played their guys to the very end. Then they had to play the wild card game, which I told you was a walk-off ninth inning home run to win that game. Kind of a grueling five-game series with the Giants that went all the way to the ninth inning of game five. In some ways, this Dodger team and what they've had to do to get here It reminds me a little of a Braves team of years gone by. If you think back to the 1993 Braves, who had to chase down the Giants. Braves were 10 games out in August, and they did chase them down on the final day of the season. Won 104 games. Giants won 103. Braves went into the postseason as the favorite, as they were a lot of times in the 90s, to win the World Series. But there was a combination of either running out of gas and losing every close game in the League Championship Series that year to the Phillies that ended up seeing the Braves get knocked out in six games against Philadelphia. The Braves lost 3 one-run games, two of those in extra innings, to a Phillies team that was good, but again, they were inferior to the Braves. In fact, the Braves outscored the Phillies in that LCS 33-23. The Braves had an ERA of 3.15 in the series, while the Phillies had a 4.75 ERA. The other difference was the Phillies had a red-hot ace in Curt Schilling. See some of my comps to the Dodgers and the Braves, whereas the Dodgers always have good pitching. Max Fried is at an elite level right now. Charlie Morton's not far behind, and Ian Anderson, well, he's pitching his tail off too. The Dodgers, again, are the better team. They'll be the heavy favorite in the series, but the Braves are more well-rested. I think the Braves are equally as hot, if not hotter. And the way things just finished up for the Dodgers, going with Scherzer to close out Game 5, it's going to reshuffle the deck potentially for their starting rotation in this series. There's opportunity here for the Braves. Again, not the better team, but opportunity the way the pitching staff sets up. I think Max is going to go Game 1 for the Braves. The decision in Game 2 and 3, I think, is intriguing. If it's me, I'm starting Ian Anderson in Game 2 to make him a little more comfortable pitching at Truist Park. Push Charlie Morton back to Game 3 on Tuesday night, thus giving him 6 full days of rest after coming back short in Game 4 against the Brewers. And you start him in the surroundings of Dodger Stadium where the Braves haven't played well. He doesn't care about 50,000 people screaming at him. He's pitched in every conceivable, tough situation in the postseason. After that, I guess the Braves are going to have to go a bullpen game in Game 4, which is not great on the road, but there's really no other choice. And if it plays out like I'm saying and this thing goes the distance, the Braves would have Max Fried in Game 5, Ian in Game 6, and it would set up Charlie Morton on full rest in Game 7. It's going to be a fun series. Braves trying to get some revenge, vindicate the loss from a year ago in 7 to the Dodgers. Game 1, Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Truist Park. If you guys would, go drop by the Daily Draft. Have lunch over there. Mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order merely by mentioning promo code The Daily 10. And you can enter the front row seat giveaway at Real Matt Lanta. Do that today. I'll be on the radio this afternoon on 680 The Fan. We're back again Monday for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.